Blog Talk Radio.
This goes out to all those who don't think they can make.
My life is a gift from you, blessed from heaven, that's for sure. So every day I live, give thanks to you. Oh, I haven't been perfect, and that's okay. And you still show love my way, yeah. Please don't leave me stay, 'cause I know the sun doesn't shine, the rain doesn't fall, and there wouldn't be a twinkle, twinkle little star. And just like we have winter, spring, and summer, fall, I can always count on you, because you never let me down. You've always been around. And my trust for you will never leave. It will never leave. Because you know my destiny. So I believe. Every day my faith is stronger, knowing you're there, I hang on a little longer. Sometimes life gets a little hard, hey. Your times are tough, so hard to bear. I get weak sometimes, I feel you really don't care. But when I open my eyes and look out the window and see that the sun doesn't shine and the rain doesn't fall, and there wouldn't be a twinkle, twinkle, little star, yeah. And just like we have a winter, spring, and summer, fall, I can always count on you, 'cause you never let me down. You're always
We believe. Tim and I believe. His mother, Jeanette, believe. We believe. We believe that President Trump, we believe in President Trump. We believe in God in President Trump. We believe that the Holy Ghost will touch President Trump. Will President Trump will sign the clemency for Brian. We believe in Psalms 144:1 that says, "Praise be my Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. Blessed be the name of the Lord on this day, as we thank God that it is God that gives us the breath of life. It is God that has put in my heart and in Tim's heart to support Brian completely, not just partly, but completely. So we lift up the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth today, but we also lift up President Trump. We lift up Senator Cory. We lift up Robert Mendez. We lift up anyone and everyone that has a decision-making power and authority to release Brian, because there are so many prisoners right now that have nonviolent crime sentences, which they already paid the penalty for their wrong decision. There are many right now that need to be released. We have a friend named Dr. Darren Simon, and he wrote to me yesterday, and he said, Pastor Fran, call FEMA, make letters, write letters to the president, say there are doctors right now that have nonviolent offenses against them, and they already know they made a mistake. They already paid the penalty for the mistake. So there are solutions to every situation that we're going through, and there's a solution for when we do release these nonviolent crime criminals, offenders, or people that made the wrong decision because the wrong set of mind. We have Dean DiPerio. We have Dr. Simon. We have Pastor Fran. We have Brian L. Rowe. We have a great support system. We have great strategy. We have great compassion. Passion, 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 that we know that we have an attitude of gratitude, that we have the passion, we have the interest, we have the dedication, we have the unconditional love to stand in the gap, to be a voice for the voiceless, to come in agreement with the plans of God and not the devil. The devil wants to destroy the president. The devil wants the president to be locked up. It's not God. But we want to come in agreement with God's plans that Trump could end up his presidency with a great, great hallelujah, because Trump has to understand that he's accountable to God. Forget about the people on this earth. Obama is accountable to God. Senator Cory is accountable to God. The Department of Justice is accountable to God. Every knee shall bow, whether you believe in God or not, whether you're religious or not. I'm not religious. I'm spiritual, because the religious people will condemn you, will condone you, will do all kind of seas against you. But we come in agreement with God's plans, and God's plans is to set everyone free first in the mind. And do I have Dean on the line? What's number 334? Area code 334? Hallelujah. Area code 407?
That's me, Tim.
That's you? Andrew. Okay, I have a 334 on the line. I don't know who that is, if that could be that, Mom.
That's me, Jeanette.
Oh, it is you, Mom. Oh, Mom is on the line. Hallelujah. Mom, would you feel comfortable enough to say a couple of words to Trump? Because as you heard me say, this segment is going to be sent to Trump and to every candidate that ran for presidential election. It's also going to be sent to Robert Mendez, and that Brian asked me to, Senator Cory, Department of Justice, the Trump campaign, Congress, Andy Kim, the Bureau of Prisons, Director Michael Carvel, which is the Director of Federal Prisons, Jaron Smith, the Reform Alliance, the Office of Civil Rights, the National Actions Network, and the United States Pardon. Right now, we have Brian's mother on the line, that she is a cancer survivor. She's a trauma survivor, because this has been very traumatic for her. But because of the grace of God and her believing in God, that God could use anybody to free her son, and that she know that her son loves God, and God is not going to abandon her or her son. God is going to do what he said he's going to do. He said he's going to honor our prayers and petitions and supplications, and that he will do what he said that he will do, because God is not a liar. The devil is a liar and not God. So, Mom, you have any words that you would like to say to this audience?
I just like to say I thank God, I trust God with all my heart and all my soul. And I know what God can do. And I know what he will do. He have brought me from nowhere to here. And I just asked him if he'll make that way for my son out of no way and let him walk free with no shackles on his arm, on his hand, no shackles on his feet, and make him a free man. Until this happened, I asked him to keep his angels around me. I asked him to take care of him. Mm-hmm. And I asked him to take care of all that need to be taken care of. And he know. He knows everybody. And I just thank him. I thank him so much. And I can't thank God enough because he have been with me when nobody else was with me. I didn't need nobody because I had God.
Hallelujah.
And I just thank him so much. Thank him for what he did for me and all that he did. I can't thank him enough.
Hallelujah.
And I know that one day,
Hallelujah.
When God says so, my son gonna walk out a free man.
Hallelujah.
I'm not saying that I'll be on this earth when he do, but I know he'll do it.
Hallelujah.
And I just ask God to look over this nation. He can look far than any eyes can see. And I ask him to let his will be done for each and every person and every soul on this earth with this virus that's going on. I know God got it, and I know he going to fix it.
Hallelujah.
I know he going to fix it, and I know he going to stop it because he's the only one can make this way.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Man,
and I just thank you, Sister Fran. Thank you for what you do, and I thank you for all that you do.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Hallelujah. And as you know that I have come to you in the name of Jesus Christ from day one, serving him. It's not Francis Cobian, it's Pastor Fran. Because it is the God in me that does all these things for his glory and honor. And as you know and God knows, I've been carrying the cross for Brian, for you, for my family, for the people that are lost on this earth, and I'll keep on carrying that cross. I'll keep on being bold. I'll keep stepping in faith. And I thank God once again for you, my sister, mom, perfect person to speak to me, to hear me cry, to hear my cares. And as I always pray in the name of Jesus, that you will see your son out. And that you will have quality time with him. Because you know from the first day I met you, I cried out to God. I said, Lord, let your will be done. That your daughter will see her son outside. And it's the last time that we went together to visit Brian. Me, yourself, and your son, David, Dwayne. I declared and decreed that the next time we go there will be when Brian gets released. And so far from that day, it's been almost a year now that I have not gone back to New York, unfortunately. But I'm a believer and I'm going to trust that what I declare is going to come out and it will be done. And now I want to give the microphone to Tim, who has been diligently every day on Facebook and all type of social media, sending out everything that Brian gives him, he sends it out. He's been faithful. He has not been backslide. He has not been half-stepping.
Yes,
he has been there.
Yes.
And I want to thank God for his faithfulness. His faithfulness. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for Tim, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
bless
Lord.
Him, Lord,
thank
with
you,
the
Lord.
Things that he needs, my Lord. The strength that he needs, my Lord. Bless his family, my Lord. Cover him with your blood,
Lord.
My Lord. Cover his home, my Lord. Cover everyone that listens to this radio show. Cover everyone that's calling on your name, Lord. Because you said, Lord,
yes, Lord,
that whoever calls on the name of Jesus will be rescued, my Lord. Rescue President Trump. Rescue everyone in the Congress. Rescue Robert Mendez. Rescue the Bureau of Prisons, my Lord. And, Lord, rebuke that spirit of the coronavirus, even though, Lord, we know that other viruses before even that came out. We know that people have been dying of pneumonia, cancer, asthma, all kinds of illnesses and disease. But you, Lord, said on the cross, you died for that, Lord.
Yes,
so we thank you, Lord, that we have the best prescription. We have the best antivirus. We have the best.
Thank you.
And I thank you, Lord, for that. But right now, I want Tim to share what's in his heart, what he has done for God's glory and in support of Brian. Go ahead, Tim.
Yes. Brian has thanked me so many times for, you know, sending out messages, reaching out to people. But,
he doesn't have to thank me.
He doesn't have to thank me because God has, you know, it's, you know, it's just, you know, obeying God's will, word. You know, I just do what, you know, what's in my heart and what God tells me to do. So, but Brian, like Brian has sent out countless and posts, like on social media, like over 400 posts, you know, from positive motivational speeches, from biblical speeches to, you know, paintings and so forth. Brian, you know, I had no idea that he was so talented, you know, with the paintings. He's had people, you know, like his reaction, their reaction from the paintings, like people that do it professionally have, you know, they like the pictures, you know, they comment under the pictures and so forth. You know, just Brian messages in general, you know, he's gifted. He's, you know, he's talented. He has a way of reaching people, you know, from people that, you know, that's on TV every day, you know, people that you see on TV from the Justice Reform Advocates, you know, Alliance or so forth. They just, his messages and his words and his pictures, they just speak, they just say a million words, you know, and, you know, progress is being made, you know, and I just hope and I pray that, you know, and, you know, just in due time, just, you know, that everything pays off, you know, because right now we're in dangerous times with this virus and so forth. As I look on social media and I see prisoners, you know, making videos and they're just giving their, you know, perspective on everything with, you know, because they don't have a voice. So they have to do what they have to do to get their message out. And some of the prisoners that been sick, you know, they land next to each other, they're sick, you know, and it's sad, you know. I just, at the day, I just sit and reflect and think of everything. I thank President Trump for what he's doing and what he did, what he's going to do, but I just keep the faith and just keep on believing, you know, and just keep on striving.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
And as you are confessing, and I have seen also, as those that are going to be listening to the radio show, I put a picture that he drew of me, which he said that's one of the first drawings that he did of me, praise be to God. And he sent me another one, and unfortunately somebody robbed it in my building or in the post office, but that's all right because Brian wanted to donate a lot of paintings, and if somebody got that painted and the Holy Ghost could speak to them through the paintings, then amen in the name of Jesus Christ, you know. But this other gentleman that I'm working with, that he made a commitment that he's going to help me also with Brian. His name is Dean DeParo, and he has a podcast called, I believe, Talking Justice and Justice Talks, one of those two. And he was sharing with me how there's a purpose behind the prison. And he was in prison for 20 years. And in those 20 years, he helped over 1,000 inmates in filing motions. in the name of Jesus Christ, that's not going to happen with Brian, because Brian is leaving in the name of Jesus Christ. He will be free. I declare it this year in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare it this month in the name of Jesus. I declare it in God's will. In God's will, I know it's going to be very, very soon. But as you already stated, and a lot of social media already know, and God definitely know, Brian is extremely gifted. Brian is tapping into the creator that's inside him. Brian, right now, he's speaking words of life to the nations, and you're the vehicle that God is using, as well as myself and Mom. So that if President Trump wants to investigate him, or Jared Smith, or Senator Corey, they could see that he's an exception to the rule. He's not like everybody else. He has already, he's already discovered what's his purpose and what his destiny, and he's already said his destiny and purpose is to help with the nation's crisis, which is recidivism. Inmates going in and out, in and out, in and out, as well as Dr. Simon. So along with Dr. Simon and Brian and myself, former federal prisoner, former social worker, chaplain for over 20 years, I have the experience, the credentials, but more important, I have the passion. I have the interest. And me, Brian, and Dr. Simon, as well as you, Tim, and Mom, we all have a common denominator that we're willing, able, and ready to do what needs to be done. So we're offering ourselves to the entire world that we want to help, and we have the solution, the proposal, the strategy, which is through Life Switch University that was created by Dr. Simon. And we want the president to adopt this, that if he's going to leave his legacy, let it be a legacy that him along with us, we did something that was needed, wanted, a demand, and it was definitely the will of God. Because all of this is medicine for the world, and it's a solution to many, many situations that we're going through right now. So let's trust and believe that it's going to happen soon. We know it's going to happen. We just need the cooperation of President Trump, the Clemency Project, the Congress, and the Clemency Department. We need, in the name of Jesus Christ, that President Trump activates Psalms 144:1 that says, "Praise be my Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers to battle." We are the solution. We are the weapon against the war that's going on right now and the battle that's going on right now. President Trump, we ask you in the name of Jesus Christ that you hire, that you release first. Release Brian. Release Dr. Simon. Release nonviolent criminals, offenders, whatever name you want to call them. But know that that's a liability to have nonviolent offenders, criminals, prisoners in a time like this, especially those that are like have the potential, passion, and interest like Brian and Dr. Simon. So I'm going to put a song right now just to give us a little message to everyone that's going to hear this segment for God's glory and honor.
We want to speak life over you today. Every person listening, we want you to understand that no matter where you've been or where you might currently find yourself, it's not over. When God is in it, there is no limit. New Breed.
Right now.
It's not easy right now.
as you are. You may not see it yet. Yeah. Come on, Israel.
Oh, look to the sky. Help is on the way.
It's not over.
Not over.
It's not finished. It's not the end yet. Your story's not over. This is only.
Only the beginning.
He makes all the difference. He makes all things new. Yes. With God.
All things are new.
In the spirit, I sense something starting to move.
Come on.
Everything is turning around.
It's not over. Right, Ma? It's not over until God says it's over. Right, Tim? It's not over until God says it's over.
Right.
So you know what? We touch and agree, as the Word of God says, that it's not over until God says it's over. You know,
right.
Ma? You know, Tim, that when Brian went in that federal prison, when he was wrongfully arrested, that he was a believer. He is a believer. He is a child of God. He has never been against God. He has never been mad at God. He has had his head up high, looking to the sky, as the song just said. His trust is in the Lord, and he knows that God's going to do it. In the meantime,
Amen.
He's not wasting time. He's still trying to help the world through social media. And then if anybody investigate, they could see all in social media, everything that Tim has put out has been encouraging. It has not been one-sided. It has not been just from a point of view of a black man. It's been a point of view from a man of God.
Amen.
Brian doesn't see color, right, Mom?
All around you.
Mom, could you testify that your son doesn't have an inch of prejudice in him?
I can testify that he doesn't have an inch of prejudice in him. Neither one of my sons. They're all about God and themselves and their families and other people. It's not one side against them can say.
And could you briefly tell us what your other son is doing now, what he has been doing for the last 20 years or more?
Serving that.
Dwayne.
He stayed in the military for about 23 years, and he been a child of God, a man of God, and he just everybody. He loves everybody. In words, I can't describe what he is because he's just my child. God gave him to me, and he keep on keeping on believing and trusting in God. And ain't nothing nobody can do to stop him but God.
Amen. And again, President Trump could investigate 23 years of service, Dwayne Rowe, to this government, to this nation.
Almost
25 years. Thank you for correcting me. 25 years, this man.
Overseas right now.
He's overseas.
And praise
okay,
God.
Hallelujah. He's overseas. And brothers and sisters, those that are listening and those that can listen in the future, if you meet this man, he's almost as identical as Brian. Anointed, enlightened, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful spirit. Handsome, just like Brian, which that has nothing to do with nothing, but they're beautiful inside and outside because I spend quality time with both of them. And Mom really, she hit lottery when she gave birth to these two gentlemen because I know every mom in the entire world will be jealous when they see what God gave her. God gave her beautiful diamonds. They're not pearls, they're diamonds. And they love God, love people. They love serving God. And Dwayne is a motivational speaker, and he's a preacher in the service, but not a preacher that has a title called preacher. No, he is known as a faithful servant. Right, Ma? They know him.
Right.
They know him. So, we know without a shadow of a doubt that while Dwayne is serving the United States of America, he's also serving God in the outside of the country. And Brian's doing the same thing in jail without no bail right now. But in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm going to believe and trust in God, in President Trump, that President Trump will release Brian and Dr. Simon and that we will be working together and every nonviolent criminal or offender or those that made a mistake, that they will be released, but they will not be released without knowing what they need to do and how to do it. Because we need to prepare them, repair them, and get them out to do what God has called them to do, that they will know that their mindset was not correct. But through the Life University, their mindset is going to be proactive and protective prevention, intervention, and awareness of not making the same mistakes again. Tim, you have anything that you would like to say to the public, to President Trump? Hello? All right, so in the name of Jesus Christ, we'll finish with a song as Tim?
Yes, I'm
okay.
Yes. Like you guys, sorry about that. Like you guys said, you know, you're not dealing with, you know, like thugs and, you know, anything of that nature. You know, Brian and Dwayne, you know, they're men of God with many talents and with, you know, with so much to offer the world, you know. And I pray that Trump's you know, steps up to the plate and, you know, just release the nonviolent crime individuals. And, you know, I ask for protection for, you know, the inmates, you know, as well as the president. You know, he's doing a good job. You know, just, and then everybody just stay safe, stay washing your hands, and, you know, just protect yourself against this virus.
Amen. I'm so happy that you said wash your hands. In addition to that, what I've learned is that we need to get double dose of vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, because the weapon that we have against this virus is building our immune system. And we see that in the media, they're not talking about that. They're talking about washing hands and putting face masks. But what about the weapon that we have to activate inside us, the weapon that we have to wake up, which is the vitamin C, double that, the vitamin D, double that, the vitamin E. Okay, here I got it. Vitamin C, it used to be 2,000 milligrams or grams or whatever. Now they're recommending 5,000. Vitamin D, it used to be 2,000. Now they're recommending 5,000. Zinc and copper, they used to recommend 30. Now they're recommending 50. Vitamin E, they used to recommend 500. Now they're recommending 1 to 2,000. And the last thing that they're recommending is grape seed extract, which helps build the immune system. In addition to that, there's a special tea that those that I go visit in the nursing room or home recommended, which was a red apple with garlic, onion, garlic, onion, ginger, and I believe it was baking soda, that you drink that, and that also helps you fight the virus. Also, they say if you burn oil in your house, like let's say frankincense, peppermint, or even garlic, if you burn the garlic, that helps also purify the air. I totally believe that something's going on in the air because I've tested it in my body. When I've gone outside and I have put a face mask, when I come back inside, my nose feels kind of funny and my chest feels a little bit tight. But I rebuke all that in the name of Jesus Christ, and I call upon the blood of Jesus on everyone in the name of Jesus Christ, and that when it rains, that rain represents the blood of Jesus Christ and clean out the air, clean out our homes, and that the life angels be encamped all around us. And we thank you, Lord, that you are hearing this prayer, hearing this segment, because we dedicate this to you, Jesus Christ of Nazareth first, and then we dedicate it to President Trump, that he will take corrective action and that he will leave a great legacy, not only on earth, but in heaven, because God is watching. The audience in heaven is watching. And I prefer he get great credit in heaven, because the credit here on earth don't mean nothing. In Jesus Christ's name, we close this segment. Love you, Ma. Love you, Tim. And we'll talk soon for God's glory and honor. Have a great, great week. And stay protected.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.